to another segment of Market Overdrive. I am your host, residential real estate broker Carla Mina, and with me this afternoon is my co-host, Mr. Nick Mametti. How are you, sir?
I'm fabulous. We're going to have one of the greatest shows of all time today.
Why is that?
Because Graco Funes is not here. It's just Dustin. We always have a great show whenever he's not around. Hey, buddy, sorry you can't be here.
I can't even cope with you.
We're talking about inspiring people, so it's always a good show when you're doing some motivational stuff. It's
you
when you're talking about
too.
That daunting, scary stuff like liens on properties, it's boring.
How is you're going back to me here about the liens?
Well, those things are kind of like not fun. This is fun. This is a fun show.
This
is going to be fun stuff today.
A very fun show for you. Anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Thursdays. We appreciate you. And of course, if you like the information you're hearing on our show, please make sure to share it. Remember, we're also on Instagram and YouTube. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to another regular on the show. She's an official Mod Squad, aren't you?
You made it to the big time, girl.
Oh, awesome.
You know, quote unquote, Nick said, I shouldn't come on the show because you have a very good lender on
I did.
He did.
I said, I don't think you need me today. Tammy's there. You don't really need me there.
Aw, that's really sad.
And Carla said, absolutely not. We definitely need you there. Tammy's okay. And I'm like, oh. I'm just kidding. She didn't say that.
I did not say that.
I did say that.
For the record, I begged Graco to come on the show, and he said he was too busy for me. So he's not doing any more Carla Mina favors. So I'm officially caught
up. There's nobody doing any more Carla Mina favors.
Anyway, sorry. Too much fun. How are you, Tammy?
I'm well. I'm so happy to be here again with you guys. Thanks for the honorary Mod Squad title. I appreciate it.
Check it out.
Absolutely. Since you're an honorary Mod Squad now, we're going to let you do the honors of officially introducing our guest today.
Ooh, okay.
It'll be your first intro ever.
First one. Drum roll.
There we go. Do it.
We have with us today the lovely and talented Ami Bumia.
Hi, everyone.
You got to talk into that mic. We got to hear you, Ami.
Hi, everybody.
So happy
to be here today.
We're glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about, you're going to learn how to do more intro here in a second.
You forgot intro to ask 102.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how long you've been in the industry, what you're currently doing, the whole nine yards.
I've been a broker for about 15 years. I moved here from California about 16 years ago and just kind of hit the ground running with real estate. In the last year, I was a VP of sales at Fulton Grace, and so I spent the last year recruiting, retaining agents, and also educating them on how to do their job and how to do it well and what to do to elevate themselves to get to the next level. So it was a really wonderful experience in getting to know, how agents need help and how they enter the market and what they push and pull with, how do they become successful.
So 15 years in the industry, but the last couple of years is more of a coaching or
just last year coaching. And now I'm back being a broker because I missed it so much.
All right.
She likes being a girl in the trenches. There's something about us that likes, warrior spirit, fighting, getting out there, helping people.
Love the hustle.
I'm not done with the coaching.
And
that's part of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go ahead and dive right into it? Can you share with us about this awesome idea that you have?
Well, it's the child of Tammy. She came up with RISE just in like a moment, and it stands for Real Talk, Inspiration, Sharing, and Empowerment. So we wanted to create a platform for people to... women to have a free space to talk about the challenges that they go through at any level of their career. We've come up with different topics to discuss on a weekly basis. So we do a Zoom conference and people kind of chime in the mornings and kind of get their day started with a little bit of inspiration from whatever's going on in the market. And it's really been great to kind of share and to take the knowledge that I've learned from experienced brokers and brand new brokers and kind of push through those moments with these people.
And as of right now, the way to find you guys for the most part is on Facebook, and I think the page is Rise for Women in Real Estate. Is that correct?
It is. You can go to Facebook/Rise for Women in Real Estate, or you can go to www.rise.style.
There is a website.
There is
a website.
Yeah, we're fancy like that.
Look at that. Ami, you held that one back. I asked you before the show if there was a website. She said,
I have a website.
She did a Cardi B. I was like,
Leave it to you to take it there. You know, it's kind of different, right? The format today, we're usually informing you and educating you as a consumer as to how to transact in real estate and how to be a savvy real estate investor. But I think today's show is a look into the inside of a real estate career. And I know as a consumer, some people would want to get into our business and they're always wondering, what if I get my real estate license? What if I practice real estate? Because sometimes we make it seem so easy that everybody wants to do it. But I think this is a message for people who are already practicing or people who are thinking about practicing real estate with a license. Women here, you're here to inspire them and educate them and also to talk about some of the hardships that our professionals are facing. I know, Tammy, that can you share with us and our audience why you felt that there was a need for something like RISE?
Yeah, well, when I first moved to Chicago last December, I was planning on getting back into mortgage. I had taken some time off to go back to school. And knowing that I was going to do that here, I really set my focus and intention on finding the people that were in Chicago that would be my favorite people to work with. And so I kind of made a list of what those attributes were. And among those were people that really go beyond the transaction when working with a client, that they see more to it than just the transaction, that they take into account the holistic approach, what's going on with the client. And I began to look for those people. And every time I would go, I hit 60 networking events, 60 networking events in 1 month when I first started up in the career because I knew no people in Chicago. And so every one of those conversations that I had, I made it clear that I'm looking for these five people that I want to work with that have these attributes. But the more that I had these conversations, there were far more than five people that were interested in what we would be doing together, working together. If we had Monday morning meetings together to get our week started right, more than five people wanted to be involved with that. So that's kind of what started RISE for Women in Real Estate as a group, just to invite people to come to that space and to have support. And I would also say, Carla, to speak to your point where you're saying people sometimes think this is a really easy line of work to be in, to be a real estate agent. I'm not a real estate agent, but I've coached many real estate agents. And obviously, this group is for real estate agents. It's not easy. That's why there is a need for this group.
It can suck, actually.
Yeah, yeah. On the contrary.
Point blank, there's days where it can absolutely just suck.
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal. It's just brutal. So yeah, we can dive into that if you want, but
well, and the only reason why it's not that it sucks, right? It's just the way we're perceived. A lot of people perceive our industry as just sharks, like money hungry salespeople who are trying to sell me something. And every time you think a salesperson, you're thinking they're only out for themselves and a commission. And I think that there's a lot of us in the industry who actually don't, you know, obviously we're following a paycheck, but we're not. We're actually doing this because we built a business for ourselves and we care about the clients and we are investment consultants. But going back to that, you know, the realtor itself is a human. And I think you and I discussed this earlier, that people perceive us as service people. We're high paid service people, right? We're showing properties, we're selling property. How long is it going to take you to sell my property and for how much? That's the value conversation. But at the end of the day, I'm still a mother. You know, at 6 o'clock, I'm still doing homework. I'm wrapping up dinner. And people don't care about that because they'll still call me and expect me to have their CMAs ready or had feedback on their showings because that's when people start, you know, are able to take care of their own personal stuff because they're working 9 to 5, right? But that's when it can get really overwhelming for anybody. So I know that you're on the other side with working with realtors from a lender perspective. What are the stories that you've heard out there?
Well, yeah, I have, like I said, coached in my coaching practice a number of real estate agents and brokerages. And one that comes to mind was a gal I was working with for her development plan. She just wanted to increase her business. And so we started in on that plan. And a few months into it, she started going through the process of getting a divorce. And that process, for any of us who have ever been through that, it really takes its toll. It takes a lot of time and energy, emotional strength, just a huge amount of your bandwidth that could otherwise be going to your business. So how do you plug into your business and allow your business to thrive while going through something like a divorce? And on a side note, I'm actually speaking at a divorce summit coming up. That's the 12th through the 16th. I should get you guys info on that because it's for people who either are going through through divorce or have just recently gone through divorce and how to kind of get yourself back on track and stable. But for this gal, we
why are you looking at me? I have this taken care of.
I still don't think you're back on track yet. That's why I'm looking at you.
She's working on it. She's got it.
No, but a lot of people don't understand the effects of divorce, right? They don't understand that you're losing your role repertoire, right? Once mm-hmm. you're a mother, you're a head of a household, you're a wife, and then you're also a realtor. When you get a divorce, you've lost a part of you. You're no longer a wife. And so how do you reinvent yourself and how do you fit in that role? You're still a realtor, but you can't go through the emotion of like, you know, dying of that role. I mean, to be married, I was married for 12 years. So to have finalized that, you know, that life, and no one wants to get divorced. Nobody wants to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those are the things that you don't have to necessarily share with your clients. They don't care that you're going through divorce. Again, all they care about is, can you find me this property? And how long is it going to take you to sell my property, right?
Exactly. Yeah, well, and that's what happened with this particular client is, you know, thankfully, we'd already gotten a plan together and we were able to work together through this process. So even though she didn't have much energy to give to thinking about building her business, we were able to focus in on the what are just the one or two things that we can focus on this week to make sure that those things get attention so that her business is moving forward rather than it adding to the sense of overwhelm with everything. And that's, you know, why I think, and Ami, I know, agrees, that's why we're doing this. Coaching is a really essential piece. We always tell people, if you're going to put money in two places for yourself, put it in marketing and coaching, because you're bettering yourself and you're getting it out there so that you can get clients.
Good advice. So if you're going through something, just make sure that the branding and you're still connected with your clients and you're still sustaining yourself, because at the end of the day, you have to have a sustainable business. Abby, you talked about coaching people in your office, and I know that there's always the role of a managing broker in every office, but you felt a need that aside from that, you were going to talk to agents who were necessarily not on a team or agents who wanted to take their business to the next level. So what is the advice that you're giving everyone today?
Well, I think managing brokers, shout out to them, because they have a very difficult job. You know, they're wearing many hats and doing many things, and they definitely, when they're giving advice or coaching their brokers, I think that they are looking at everything at a macro perspective, and then they're wanting to see the results of a couple conversations. And I think what I've learned over the last year was that people really need help with the micro stuff, like the everyday handholding. For instance, if they were doing a video to send out to their clients, like they want to be pointed, they want to be convincing, they want to seem like they've got some confidence if they don't naturally have it. And so this handholding, this everyday, how are we going to do it? If you talk through those things with them on a step-by-step basis, it gives them an outline of what to follow. And when you do that, I think they feel comforted and they feel supported. And when anybody feels supported in this in life, I think they do better. You know, they don't feel like they're on an island. And I really feel like most agents feel that way. They feel like it's very easy to seclude yourself. It's very easy to be alone in this business and still seem like you're very busy. And you are. But if you don't have a mentor, you don't have someone who is giving you some feedback as to what's going on with you or your business or whatever else you're concerned about, it really takes a toll on your business and on you personally. Mm-hmm. And if you're not happy, how are you going to continue to help? I mean, you can't feed people from an empty well, as they say. So, you know, I think it's fulfilling for the broker to have someone to talk to them about the minor things that you go through. I was talking to an agent the other day, and he was transitioning from one broker to the next. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're going to have to go grab your license and come on over. And while that seems like such an easy thing to say, there was definitely rules of engagement. And then he was, I applaud him for asking, how exactly do I do that? Because I, in my younger days, did not ask those questions. So I applaud him for doing that.
You mentioned something about going to an empty well, if, you know, they forget that you have the same problems. And I think there's a disconnect. Anytime you're in a leadership role, everyone that is following thinks that you're made of steel and you have no issues in life and you don't have family problems or relationship problems or whatever. It's like almost like you don't even have to use the washroom or take a shower in the morning. You're not human.
You're not reality human anymore.
It's at some point though, if you are leading, it's you have to relate to them to the aspect that you have the same exact morning issues, traffic issues, concerns, fears in life as they do. And I think that's when you can have a connection, and it's a lot easier to lead when they say that you're human, but you're just really good at what you're doing. And therefore, they take a little bit more, they give a little bit more credibility to your coaching as well.
Well, you, and let's go back to, like, everybody gets a trophy, right? Oh, you participated, you get a trophy. So it's not like we're
Little League baseball, huh?
Well, I'm just, yes. I have no problem
Times
with that.
Times are changing for the worse.
I want my son to always feel like he's
the greatest. Either you win first place, you get a trophy, or you get nothing. That's the way it should be.
Right. So I'm not trying to say, oh, let's be soft and let's forgive our realtors, because there are some realtors who, I'm sorry, don't pick up their phone or not attentive or not don't have attention to detail, who are, you know, again, people are making very expensive transactions. And these are transactions that can hurt them in the long run if it's not conducted professionally, right? So unfortunately, there is no room for emotion when it comes to real estate. There really isn't. So the fact that we're talking today in this format, on this forum, about emotion, and please, you know, remember that your realtor or loan officer has a heart and could potentially have, you know, problems. I mean, why do you feel that that's important for our listeners to know about?
Well, I recently just learned that, to be honest with you, because I've been in this role for so long, and I've learned to take the emotion out of it because it didn't serve me when I was being emotional. But I personally also do have a coach, and he has a format that he's of how he interacts with me. And he does always spend the first 10 minutes asking me how my day was, what did I do, even if it comes down to me telling him what I ate this morning, or, you know, did I cuddle with my puppy? You know, it doesn't really matter. But he taught me that this was a way for us to build trust. It was a way for us to connect and to find common interests, because we came from two different worlds. And it has been such an invaluable experience having a coach myself for business, because it has taught me to be a little bit more human with people that I also mentor or coach. And then they understand that I do also have emotions and I do have issues just the way everybody else does. And then there's a little bit more openness in the conversation, and they're not afraid to ask the difficult questions or even the simplistic questions, because everyone wants to, most people try to behave like they've got it, right? They need you, but they don't need you. And it's a very empowering thing, the vulnerability. It really does help everyone build.
And Tammy, can you share with our audience, specifically for your program Rise, what are the goals and long-term goals with this project?
That's a great question. Yeah, we have right now Rise is open here in Chicago, and we have a group that is forming in Washington State as well. And I think we have about 320, 350, somewhere like that, people on the Facebook group. So what we're doing, like Ami said, is the Zoom conferences and Facebook Lives, and we have guest speakers come in, or we just have peer consulting style conversation around topics that would be supportive and helpful. I personally believe that it's extremely powerful when women come together in any kind of circle group. They kind of, you know, circle up, and with these powers combined, we're Captain Planet kind of a thing. We have the capability to move ourselves forward collectively and individually be moved forward in that process. And I just think it's really powerful. So we set it up to be open to everybody on that front. Right now it is for specifically for women who are in real estate. And then we're adding to it a new thing called Elevate, Elevate by Rise. And that is specifically for individuals or brokerages who want to either have a year's worth of really leveling up their business and integrate that leveling up with the same kind of support that we get through Rise. Or individually they could do, or as a group, they could do like a power-packed fast track that we can do in as little as 12 weeks. So that's something we're super excited to share. We've done it here and there in our own piece together ways, but this is going to be a brand new platform bringing everything in one place.
Normally, right around now, I'd be doing a Nitro question for one of you guys, but I'm going to skip right over because I just saw something really interesting on Facebook, and we might as well answer this question because this is kind of scary. It's from Ms. Garza. I don't know. I don't want to say her first name wrong, but I'm just going to call her Ms. Garza. I have a broker owner representing a bank for an REO. My buyer is a cash buyer for $185,000. This managing broker does not answer calls, emails, has screwed up twice on our closing date, and now we are in month two on a cash deal, and yet again, our closing is postponed because he cannot answer calls. What do I do?
Well, the question
is, you guys are realtors, what do you do?
Why do they need the managing broker?
He is the, sounds like he is the listing agent too. So you can't even go above the agent to the managing broker.
Wait, read that question again. I'm trying to
look it up. A broker owner representing a bank. So he is the boss.
Okay.
It's like you can't go to his boss. He is the boss. And he's gone dark on a cash offer, a cash deal, period. What does she do? Who does she contact? It looks like it's another agent looking for help.
The attorney and the title company, they're the ones who schedule the closing, so they don't even need the brokerage unless they're holding earnest money and they need the release of earnest money. But, you know, that's they can call the office as well to see who holds the earnest. And sometimes the earnest is being held by an attorney. So I think that who's important here, who's missing, is not the managing broker, but the person holding the earnest money in order to, you know, close the transaction, talk to the attorneys to make sure that this is scheduled. Not sure why a cash transaction is not scheduled already. Right?
Correct.
I'm trying to see. What do you think, Abby?
I would absolutely reach out to the attorney to make sure that they and the title company, just like you said, to close the transaction. Obviously, yeah, if the issue is earnest money, if it's a minimal amount, I mean, maybe he just leaves it alone if he wants to purchase the property. You know, it's whatever it takes to close it up. So I think the attorney and the title company are...
Oh, she slapped you guys with a response.
Oh,
the seller's attorney is a new attorney working for the REO. He has no clue what is happening. Trust me, I've gone every route. Call God.
No.
Let's say everybody's hypothetically.
Wait,
you guys
can
had
you
some
say
answers.
Who the broker is? I want to know.
No, we're not going to blast some broker on the air because you always yell at me when I blast the bank.
But
or
I want to know. Maybe we know them and we can help this out.
Don't write it.
I want to know who the broker is. Maybe we know them. It's an REO broker. Is it someone I know?
Don't do it.
It's got to do something with Carla. That's why they're doing it on my
There may be some personal issue going on in that person's life. You never know. Maybe they just lost a loved one. But there's always a level to reach out to. So even if that's a regulatory or licensing agency, there you need to be able to have one level up to reach out to say, this is what's happening. I'm not getting the response I need. And it doesn't have to be by making the other entity the enemy. It can be just in regard to finding a solution. And those places are set up specifically to help get solutions in those circumstances. So it's a last-ditch effort.
And unlike Carla, I like her response. That's unethical. I can't tell you that.
Wait, what?
She said, that's unethical, and I can't tell you that.
That's unethical. Oh, okay.
Oh, that was it.
I respect the privacy, and I don't necessarily think it's unethical because we're not slandering someone. We're definitely just saying, you know, calling this out. Unfortunately, when there are small brokerages, it's really hard. But, I mean, like, Coble Banker, right? You can find one of the managing brokers from one office. You'll call a corporate, and then you'll get the other managing broker for another office. At Property, same thing. So if you're talking to a small mom and pop, like, how can you not find a managing broker?
You'd always do the old-fashioned, like, show up on their doorstep.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, you have a willing and able buyer and a seller who wants to sell, and it's being held by the brokerage. Again, if you want to inbox me and give me the information of the broker, we could possibly try helping you. Also, what I would recommend is to call Chicago Association of Realtors. Remember, we are governed by this entity.
Thank you. I was waiting for it to go there.
And they're supposed to help us and litigate or not litigate, but at least, you know, work this out so that it doesn't escalate to next levels. Because really, once it gets to the litigation level, it's just time consuming and money can get stuck forever. And at the end of the day, you just want to get the deal closed.
Just call Carr.
Call Carr.
And say, this person absolutely sucks.
Do not. See, now you're taking it there.
It's not unethical. It's just truthful.
But I do appreciate you sharing your story with us because, again, you know, on the flip side, the seller or the buyer could be like, what is going on? How is this even possible, right? And I've had clients say, after this deal, I don't think I'm ever going to buy again because it's so overwhelming. But can you imagine if they're going through such an emotion? And by the way, this is residential real estate because at commercial, it's more about like profits, loss, right? Plus or minuses. Does it work for you or does it not work for you? So I know commercial business brokers don't even talk to their clients. They're like, I'll show you this property and it, you know, takes longer time. Residential is more nourishing. It's more emotional. You have to cater to the client. I can't speak English. but it's different. So, of course, if it's an emotional service that we're providing, I mean, I've sat there and talked to my clients for 30 minutes about a transaction or why there's a delay in financing, why we're going through what we're going through. And some people, again, are going through a divorce, and that's why they need to sell. So there's a lot of emotion with that. Or there's a loss in family, right? Somebody passed away, and they need to liquidate that asset. So again, that emotional burden lands on us, and then we have to navigate that through, you know, its process or its timeline. But then, you know, we also have our own life because, again, going back, we are humans. That's why I think, like, a program like RISE is so important, and I love the fact that you came up with that, ladies, because I don't think there's anything like it in the industry.
Not that we've heard of.
So I think it's something that's really missing just for brokers in general all over the country. It doesn't need to be here or anywhere else. It's just I think it's important to have an open platform to speak about what you're going through and what challenges you're having. And, you know, you may not want to share everything that agents don't always like to share what they're going through. They just want to listen. They want to absorb. And I think that platform for them to do that is available. And I think that the feedback that we've gotten has been very positive, and it's helped them kind of get their day started or whatever they were grappling with. It really helped them to kind of find an answer, even if they didn't talk to us about it. And I think that kind of help is very important.
What is that?
Having said that, where can someone get a hold of you?
Where's that coming from?
Well, we've got our Facebook page, RISE. Rise for Women on Facebook, and
yeah, and you guys can email us directly at inquire, INQUIRE, at rise.style, and we'll answer you right back. But yeah, if you're on Facebook, you might as well send us a message. We're good at responses, we promise, and we would also love to have you if you're a woman in real estate, or if you just want to tune in and check us out on our Facebook Lives, which we are going to have one the third week of October, but then we're starting up on Mondays as of the beginning of November, so Monday mornings.
And what is your show on Mondays called?
It's just the RISE Live.
I thought you had something else.
Manifestation Mondays.
Manifestation Mondays. Right, I did my research. Next.
You did. Good listening this morning.
I was listening.
And Elevate by RISE. If anyone's interested in that, you might want to get on our books because we're going to fill them up. But we are working with a limited amount of brokerages and individuals for 2019 who want to level up their business with this kind of support. Behind them. So
love it. I'll be there. Nick, are you gonna be there, or is it just for women?
No, Elevate by RISE we're doing for
everybody,
men and women.
It's a bunch of women there.
we're gonna hold hands and just talk about our problems and our emotions. Nick,
just ask the question.
Is are you a bunch ready of women to there? Tap into your emotions?
I am very emotional.
Emotional.
He's going to be shocked now when he shows up and we're like kickboxing or something.
Exactly.
I'll be so down. I'll have shorts in the car ready to go. Don't you worry.
I've seen Nick cry before, so he is a very
not.
Sentimental guy.
You have never seen me cry. Don't start your like fake news propaganda.
Oh, fake news.
I haven't cried since the day I was born.
Oh my goodness.
And even there, it wasn't crying. I was complaining because it was stuffy in there.
Nick, we're sure that women will be there.
Thank you. I'll be there.
You speak Nick language.
Yes.
I think it's a whole
There'll
different
be women
language.
There, no problem.
Idioma than Nick. Mujer.
Yeah. Good.
You're happy? You're coming?
Always.
Okay. Always happy. Love it. Close. This has been a great show.
It?
I mean,
hey, is it already over?
It is. That was so fast.
You got to be kidding me.
He was having so much fun. He forgot to listen.
Come on. Come on. I was having a chat on the side and then in Messenger privately with this problem, which is a very interesting problem. So,
you know, I just thought of something that it could be that the bank is just not responding to anybody and the broker just doesn't know
what
to say.
She's talking to the bank.
Oh, she's talking to the bank. And they're not. They're talking
and
to her.
And they're like, we have no idea what's going on either. We haven't seen this or don't know that. And so I think there's obviously the person in the middle is not doing their job. So it's sad. But this person is with a big time agency. So I said, call corporate.
Oh, you already found
like
out the name?
Like a CB or a Baird & Warner type big, large place. So I'm like, just jump over all the way up. Right?
Okay.
Someone's going to eventually have to get a hold of
him. No, she said he's a small mom and pop brokerage.
The brokerage is, but the brand is huge.
Oh.
So you can go over the brokerage and go to the brand and be like, what are you guys doing in that corporate office?
Okay. And she already called. Car. So
I mean, that's what I said to do.
We've solved
so that
it.
Was my.
We're going to handle this. We're going to take care of it.
She responded, cool. I'll do it tomorrow morning. Thanks.
Yes. Nice.
I'm not even the realtor in the building.
Mission accomplished.
Solved.
It took the loan officer to fix this problem.
Leave it to the only man in the room to take
credit for the
loan officer.
Wait, what was the team solution?
The loan officer fixed the problem. Thank you.
And told me they can't do anything. Whatever.
You guys, I forgot to say something extremely important about Elevate by Rise and that new coaching program. Do we have time for me to mention it?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, the beauty of Elevate by Rise is not only that it was birthed from such a cool group like Rise for Women in Real Estate, but that it is it's the perfect triad of support when you're in this industry. So what you get in this program is the business plan, the personal comprehensive coaching, and the marketing. And if you think about it, you guys have been in this industry, you know that if you do one of those and you're missing the other two, or you do two and you're missing one, you're going to be short.
Yeah.
So Elevate by Rise is all inclusive.
And can I ask, is there a fee associated with this?
For the Elevate program, yes. That's like a hired, subscribed program.
Okay.
Rise for Women in Real Estate, no. That's come one, come all.
It's a
together.
Support group.
Yeah.
It's community.
Community.
You want to bring us ladies
networking.
Together. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I wish you lots of success. And of course, I will be there to make sure I support your efforts. And thank you so much for sharing that with our audience. I think there really is a need for something like that. And I'm glad, of course, it would take someone like Tammy with your big old heart to come up with something like that for us industry professionals. I wish Nick would have came up with it, but he's not. Doesn't have a heart.
I've
doesn't
been
bleed.
Doing other things. I came up with Market Overdrive, so.
That's right.
That was a good one.
That was a great one.
That was easy. Bingo! Speaking of Market Overdrive, thank you, Tammy and Ami, for coming to this week's show. We will be back in about two Thursdays from now to do another show. As always, you can find this show in a very extensive catalog that is on YouTube, of course, Facebook/Market Overdrive as well. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and go to our website, which is beautiful, just freshly redesigned. It reminds me of something, but I can't remember what it reminds me of. MarketOverdrive.com. And, of course, we are subscribable at the WGM Podcast with WGM Plus. So go ahead and get on your iPhone or your Droid and subscribe to our podcast. With that all being said,
can I say one 5:30, more thing?
I was really hoping you wouldn't, but okay.
One more thing. Don't forget to see you at the 2018 Owner Symposium, CHA, at the Hyatt this Saturday. I'm going to be presenting at 10 a.m. and also at 3 p.m., and we're going to have lots of information on how you can manage your property effectively and how to target Section 8 tenants. Again, at the Hyatt this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
As always, Carla Green is cutting me off, but I will wrap the show up by saying just thank you, and we'll see you again two Thursdays from now.
Great job, Nick.
Awesome. How are you going to cut me off with my closing? I'm closing. I'm closing.
Before you close. I'm closing.